Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Texas judge rejects the lifting of the ban on the so-called bathroom bills, or the decrees that say that essentially you can use any restroom you want to. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barbara, the founder of barbwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the Texas federal judge in Wichita Falls, Texas, by the name of Reed O'Connor, denied the request from two federal executive departments. They wanted to lift the ban on the Obama administration's policy that would allow so-called transgender public school students to use the bathrooms with which they identify, as well as, you know, they have other agencies besides public schools. They had this on the federal agencies as well, and the EEOC with regards to private employment. In the ruling, the Department of Justice and the Department of Education said that the court finds the defendants, the United States of America, failed to demonstrate a likelihood of success or irreparable harm sufficient to a partial stay of the court's preliminary injunction. So this is good news. The injunction that bars the implementation of these so-called bathroom policies or bathroom bills remains in effect, and frankly, they will stay in effect, Matt, pending the new appointment or seating of the 45th President of the United States of America.
Right, and Judge O'Connor said in a nutshell that the scope and meaning of which the federal government agencies claim now includes gender identity were declared nearly 40 years ago. He referred specifically to the time gap between the passage of Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972 and Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And you'll recall that when the Obama administration announced its transgender bathroom policy, that it hung its hat effectively on Title IX and the definition of sex within Title IX. Well, the legislative, it's laughable to suppose that 40 years ago that the legislative intent for sex included a man who subjectively believes in his mind that he's a woman. No, they were talking about objective reality, the actual biological sex of individuals. Everybody knows that. The Obama administration knows that. They were just trying to be cute, too cute by half here, but their edict that Obama put out was to intimidate private schools like this and other school districts around the country and try to force them to embrace their disingenuous interpretation of the definition of sex and to open up their showers and bathrooms, their little girl showers and bathrooms, to boys and men, something that is objectively insane.
You know, again, and we just applaud Judge O'Connor, I mean, because he's obviously looking out for the safety of these students, which this policy is not. I mean, you talk about common sense and safety for students. I mean, they're putting them in harm's way. Again, we just keep beating that drum.
He's just reading the statute for its clear meaning.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get any, whether you have an intent to be in favor of the students or against the students. Really, the statute says what it says. I mean, and you can agree with it or you can disagree with it. That's up to your personal opinion. You could say that it may need to say something else. But the fact of the matter is, 40 plus years ago, 1964, for Title VII, which is the Employment and Public Accommodations provision, and 1972, Title IX, which is the provision that applies to public school, you have the category of you can't discriminate on the basis of certain categories, among which are race and sex, for
right.
example. Back in the 60s, back in the 70s, it's obvious that sex means male and female.
Right. Your biological parts.
That's how it has been applied. And over the years, there's been an attempt to amend Title VII multiple times. Remember Barney Frank, when he was part of the representatives of the United States Congress, open homosexual from the Northeast, and he led the charge to try to amend Title VII. He wanted to put in first sexual orientation, and that was rejected. Then he wanted to add sexual orientation and gender identity, which is this broad category of whatever you think, therefore you are, and that was rejected over and over again. So you have the 40-plus year understanding of what this meant. You have recent actions of Congress over the last 10 years, rejecting multiple times any attempt to add sexual orientation or gender identity, the broader term, to Title VII. It makes it pretty clear. It's pretty obvious. What the Obama administration wanted to do is to reinvent the word sex. It's kind of like what Bill Clinton said when he got involved with the Monica Lewinsky scandal. It depends upon what your definition of is.
Your perception,
is.
Yeah.
It's like, well, is doesn't really mean is? Well, not, I guess, in these people's mind that want to reinvent reality. And that's what the Obama administration has been doing since the inception, is reinventing reality.
Well, that's what the left does, Matt. That is their MO. If they don't like the definition of a term, they ascribe a different meaning to that term in order to change the word altogether. And one term that they've done that with very successfully in the minds of a lot of people, unfortunately, and it's really through subterfuge and propaganda, is to change the term civil rights in and of itself.
That's a good point.
You know, Liberty Council is a civil rights organization. We fight for religious liberty. Our First Amendment's actual enumerated, guaranteed constitutional civil rights. Liberty Council fights for them. We're all for civil rights based on race and all of the things enumerated in the Constitution. We're for civil rights for all Americans, including people who identify based upon temptations and behaviors and sexual proclivities, such as same-sex attraction and so forth. But they have the same civil rights as everybody else. What the left does, and in a case like this, is they redefine civil rights to include effectively sexual license, to include their radical leftist LGBT demands, which are anathema to actual civil rights, to religious liberty, to all of these things. So they pervert the term civil rights and use it as a weapon to do the exactly what they purport to be trying to stop. They use it as a weapon as anti-Christian, anti-civil rights, anti-religious liberty, and they use it as a hammer to break down the foundational cornerstone of our nation and the constitutional civil rights that we are guaranteed first and foremost by our Creator and that are secured for us by our government.
Right. For example, trying to compare discrimination upon somebody's race to discrimination upon somebody's sexual choice, two totally different things, but both are put under the umbrella of civil rights.
And, you know, through history, even in the history of the United States of America, women have been discriminated against. They didn't even have the right to vote. And we had to have a constitutional amendment to have the right to vote. So when you look at the 1960s civil rights legislation and these other categories where it says sex, it's referring to you don't want to discriminate on the basis of sex. In that particular context, it's if you have a place of employment or a place of a public accommodation, you don't want to discriminate against somebody because they're male or female. And if you now turn this into subjective thinking becomes reality, then put it into the context of what the whole law was designed to do. It was designed to prohibit discrimination because of male or female.
Right.
Now put it in the context of someone who is in the employment environment, for example, and there is a discrimination charge against them because they're discriminating against an employee because they're female. They're going to give them the same exact job title and they do the exact same work or whatever it might be, and you're discriminating against them, or you're not even giving them that option because of their fact that they're female. Now, if you change this into something subjective, and therefore you can just think, a man can just think and therefore be treated as a female,
right,
what does that do to the result of this law? It literally obliterates it. If a man can be a female just by thinking and therefore expressing that, then where does the original protection of this law go? It just, when you become so far removed from objective reality, you literally deconstruct our society. It ultimately is a deconstruction of reality, and it's a deconstruction of right and wrong, of normal modes of thinking. It literally brings down the foundations of the very law that was designed to protect certain categories in the first place. It makes a mockery of that very law. For more information, you can go to Liberty Council's website, because we are fighting these kinds of issues all over the country. In fact, I'll be arguing at the Virginia Supreme Court in 2017, a case in which the Fairfax County, Northern Virginia, decided on its own to include gender identity and non-discrimination in its policies, contrary to state law, which does not include those categories in its non-discrimination list. We'll also be filing briefs at the United States Supreme Court in the case that is now before the United States Supreme Court on this very issue. This and much more will be ahead of us in 2017. Stay with Liberty Counsel. Continue to fight for our family, faith, and freedom. You can do so by contributing to Liberty Counsel online. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.